Biden administration admits asylum fraud crisis, border advocates say. By Spencer Lindquist on February 22, 2023. The Biden administration's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, issued a proposed asylum rule change, which border security advocates at the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, say concedes that the majority of migrants coming into America are trying to defraud our asylum system. FAIR responded to a 153-page proposed rule change from President Biden's DHS, saying in a press release that it offered a remarkable admission about the true nature of the crisis on our southern border. The Biden Department of Homeland Security concedes that the overwhelming majority of migrants pouring across our southern border are attempting to defraud our political asylum system, FAIR remarks in the press release, before going on to add that the border crisis will get a whole lot worse when Title 42 is canceled, and an estimated 11,000 to 13,000 illegal migrants are expected to be encountered every day. The organization, which opposes amnesty and advocates for border security measures and a reduction in legal immigration, contended that DHS's response is a 153-page proposed temporary rule change that is designed not to halt the flow of illegal migrants, but merely to create a more orderly process for people to abuse our asylum system. The real objective is not to end large-scale asylum abuse, but rather to get them through the next election cycle, FAIR also stated in the press release. Perhaps most shocking, FAIR states that Biden's DHS is going all in on a mobile app that allows migrants to schedule an appointment at a port of entry. FAIR went on to explain that simply by using the app, rather than sneaking across the border, nearly all will be waived into the U.S. once here. They will be allowed to live and work for years even though they are fleeing economic and political instability, neither of which is legitimate grounds for asylum. FAIR went on to say even after their asylum claims are denied, nearly all will remain. The proposed rule change comes after Biden announced that he would grant parole to Cubans, Haitians, and Nicaraguans who are facing unique challenges in their home countries, though the term is not a recognized legal category and does not fulfill requirements of the parole statute according to FAIR. The organization also discussed political motivations for the rule change, claiming that it is not a serious attempt to end massive asylum abuse, but that it is a transparent attempt to remove the bad and worsening optics of the migration crisis they created as the president campaigns for re-election. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Spencer LNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.